Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Member of Ram Goldar and Tidur Masechus Vachim Daf Kuf, the 12th Perek Tful Yom. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the previous daf posed a contradiction about Rabbi Shimon's opinion whether a carbon pesach may be brought for an onen, and five answers are presented. In the fourth answer, Abaya says, Kan shemeis kodem chatzos. Here, Rabbi Shimon's ruling that an onen cannot bring a pesach is when the relative died before midday on Erev Pesach, whereas Kan shemeis lachar chatzos. Here, Rabbi Shimon's ruling allowing an onen to bring a pesach is when he died after midday. He explains, Kodem chatzos to olichatzi pesach. If he died before midday, where he was not yet fit to bring the Pesach, Chayole Aninus. Aninus, the Raisa, takes effect on him and prohibits him from bringing the Pesach. Acher Chatzos, the Chazigo Pesach, if he died after midday, where he was already fit to bring the Pesach, well, Chayole Aninus. Aninus does not take effect on him to prevent him from bringing it. This answer is supported from a contradiction between Brises about whether an Onain, whose relative died that day, brings a carbon Pesach, which can be reconciled with the same answer. Number two, in the final answer, Rava says that both statements of Rabbi Shimon referred to one whose relative died after Chatzos. He disagrees with Abai and holds that Aninus even overrides a Pesach obligation which preceded it. Kan kodem sheshachatu v'zarko olav. Rabbi Shimon's ruling that he cannot bring the Pesach is when the relative died before they shecht it and threw its blood for him. Kan lachar sheshachatu v'zarko olav. Whereas his ruling allowing an onin to eat the Pesach is where the relative died after they shecht it and threw its blood for him. Rav Adar Bar Masna asked Rava that after the Pesach was already fully sacrificed, whatever has happened. Since the Pesach was already brought, his obligation was fulfilled, so why should he be allowed to eat it? Ravina responded, Achilas Pesachim Ma'akva, eating the Pesach is essential to fulfilling the Pesach obligation, and he's not yet Yotze unless he may eat it. Rava told Rav Adar, listen to what your teacher is telling you. And point number three, a brisa appears to contradict itself about whether one may eat kodshim the night after his relative is buried. And Rav Chista explains that it's a Malchus Tanaim based on a brisa. Ad Masai mis onen olav, until one is one an onen for his relative? The Tanakhama says, Kol Hayom, the entire day. Rebbe says, Kol Zman Shul Nikbar, as long as he is not buried. This cannot refer to the day of death itself, because everyone agrees that the following night is prohibited. Furthermore, Rebbe could not possibly say that Aninus ends immediately after burial, because this is prohibited midaraisa, as the Pasuk says, Va'acharisa ki yomar, and her end will be like a day of bitterness, indicating that there is a day of bitter mourning for a relative's passing. Rather, it means Yom Kvura, the day of burial. However, because another brisa prohibits eating kodshim the night after burial, Rabbi Yirmi eventually amends this brisa's Tanakhama to say that one is an onen the entire day of burial below Leila without that night. And Rebbe says he is an onen until his relative is buried, v'nikbar tofas Leila, and even when he is buried, the aninus impacts that night, prohibiting him from eating kodshim. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the previous daf posed a contradiction about Rabbi Shimon's opinion whether a carbon pesach may be brought for an onen, and five answers are presented. In the fourth answer, Abaya says, Kan shemeis kodem chatzos. Here, Rabbi Shimon's ruling that an onen cannot bring a pesach is when the relative died before midday on Erev Pesach, whereas Kan shemeis lachar chatzos. Here, Rabbi Shimon's ruling allowing an onen to bring a pesach is when he died after midday. He explains, Kodem chatzos to olichatzi pesach. If he died before midday, where he was not yet fit to bring the Pesach, Chayole Aninus. Aninus, the Raisa, takes effect on him and prohibits him from bringing the Pesach. Acher Chatzos, the Chazigo Pesach, if he died after midday, where he was already fit to bring the Pesach, well, Chayole Aninus. Aninus does not take effect on him to prevent him from bringing it. This answer is supported from a contradiction between Brises about whether an Onain, whose relative died that day, brings a carbon Pesach, which can be reconciled with the same answer. Number two, in the final answer, Rava says that both statements of Rabbi Shimon referred to one whose relative died after Chatzos. He disagrees with Abai and holds that Aninus even overrides a Pesach obligation which preceded it. Kan kodem sheshachatu v'zarko olav. Rabbi Shimon's ruling that he cannot bring the Pesach is when the relative died before they shecht it and threw its blood for him. Kan lachar sheshachatu v'zarko olav. Whereas his ruling allowing an onen to eat the Pesach is where the relative died after they shecht it and threw its blood for him. Rav Adar Bar Masna asked Rava that after the Pesach was already fully sacrificed, whatever has happened. Since the Pesach was already brought, his obligation was fulfilled, so why should he be allowed to eat it? Ravina responded, Achilas Pesachim Ma'akva, eating the Pesach is essential to fulfilling the Pesach obligation, and he's not yet Yotze unless he may eat it. Rava told Rav Adar, listen to what your teacher is telling you. And point number three, a brisa appears to contradict itself about whether one may eat kodshim the night after his relative is buried. And Rav Chista explains that it's a Malchus Tanaim based on a brisa. Ad Masai Mis Onen Olav, until when is one an Onen for his relative? The Tanakhama says Kohayom, the entire day. Rebbe says Kozman Shul Nikbar, as long as he is not buried. This cannot refer to the day of death itself, because everyone agrees that the following night is prohibited. Furthermore, Rebbe cannot possibly say that Aninus ends immediately after burial, because this is prohibited midaraisa, as the Pasuk says, Va'acharisa kiyomar, and her end will be like a day of bitterness, indicating that there is a day of bitter mourning for a relative's passing. Rather, it means Yom Kvura, the day of burial. However, because another brisa prohibits eating kachim the night after burial, Rabbi Yirmi eventually amends this brisa's Tanakhama to say that one is an onen the entire day of burial below Leila without that night. And Rebbe says he is an onen until his relative is buried, the Nikbar Tovas Leila, and even when he is buried, the aninus impacts that night, prohibiting him from eating kachim. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Kuf, and our standard siman is a kof, a monkey. A monkey, so here goes. The onen who read a note attached to a banana that a monkey delivered to him, informing him that his relative had died before Chatzos Erev Pesach, and therefore he was forbidden to eat the carbon Pesach that night, was confused when a second monkey delivered a note that he was permitted to eat it since the relative died after the Shechita and Zrika of the Pesach, followed by a monkey dressed as a mortician that delivered a note that aninus extends into the night after burial. Once again, slow motion. The onen who read a note attached to a banana than a monkey. Monkey. That must be on daf. Kuf. Kof. The onen who read a note attached to a banana that a monkey delivered to him, informing him that his relative had died before Chatzos Erev Pesach, and therefore he was forbidden to eat the carbon Pesach that night. Which reminds us, the previous daf posed a contradiction about Rabbi Shimon's opinion, whether carbon Pesach may be brought for an onen, and five answers are presented. And the fourth answer, Abaye says here, Rabbi Shimon's ruling that an onen cannot bring a Pesach is when the relative died before Chatzos on Erev Pesach, whereas Rabbi Shimon's ruling allowing an onen to bring a Pesach is when he died after Chatzos. He explains, if he died before Chatzos, where he was not yet fit to bring the Pesach, aninus deraisa takes effect on him and prohibits him from bringing the Pesach. So the onen who read a note attached to a banana that a monkey delivered to him, informing him that his relative had died before Chatzos Erev Pesach, and therefore he was forbidden to eat the carbon Pesach that night, was confused when a second monkey delivered a note that he was permitted to eat it since the relative died after the Shechita and Zrika of the Pesach, which reminds us, in the final answer, Rava says that both statements of Rabbi Shimon refer to one whose relative died after Chatzos. He disagrees with Abaye and holds that aninus even overrides a Pesach obligation, which preceded it. Rabbi Shimon's ruling that he cannot bring the Pesach is when the relative died before they shechted and threw his blood for him, whereas the ruling allowing an onen to eat the Pesach is where the relative died after they shechted and threw his blood for him. So the onen who read a note attached to a banana that a monkey delivered to him, informing him that his relative had died before Chatzos Erev Pesach, and therefore he was forbidden to eat the carbon Pesach that night, was confused when a second monkey delivered a note that he was permitted to eat it since the relative died after the Shechita and Zrika of the Pesach, followed by a monkey dressed as a mortician that delivered a note that aninus extends into the night after burial, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Malchokas Tanaim regarding aninus if Yom Kvura Tofes Leilo Midrabban, whether aninus extends into the night after burial Midrabban. So once again, the onen who read a note attached to a banana that a monkey delivered to him, informing him that his relative had died before Chatzos Erev Pesach, and therefore he was forbidden to eat the carbon Pesach that night, was confused when a second monkey delivered a note that he was permitted to eat it since the relative died after the Shechita and Zrika of the Pesach, followed by a monkey dressed as a mortician that delivered a note that aninus extends into the night after burial. All right, so now it's time for a four blabach hazara. Daf Tzadivav. So the siman Daf Tzadivav is a royal herald proclaiming the king's decrees, Tzivuim. So here goes. The royal herald, that must be on Daf Tzadivav. Royal herald proclaiming the king's decrees, Tzivuim. The royal herald standing in the Azor where the clay pots in the base of Migdash were broken and then were miraculously absorbed into the ground, which reminds us, the Gemara in the previous daf proved that absorbed flavors can be purged from earthenware through fire. The Gemara asks, why do the earthenware pots used in the Migdash need to be broken? Let us put them back in the kilns and refire them. Rav Zera said, because we don't make kivshonos, we don't make kilns in Yerushalayim because of the smoke they emit. Abaye objected and said that we'll end up with trash heaps in the Azor, but the Gemara says that Abaye overlooked the brisa which Shammai taught in Kal Nevo, that Shivrei Klicheres Nivoin Bimkoman, shards of the broken vessels were miraculously absorbed in their place into the ground and no trash heaps developed. So the royal herald standing in the Azor where the clay pots in the base of Migdash were broken and then were miraculously absorbed into the ground proclaimed that Marika and Shtiva must be done on the entire Kli despite only cooking in part of it, which reminds us the Gemara questions whether cooking in part of a kli requires marika shtifa on the entire kli. So the royal herald standing in the Azor where the clay pots in the base of Migdash were broken and then were miraculously absorbed into the ground proclaimed that marika and shtifa must be done on the entire kli, despite only cooking in part of it, and posted a notice next to the wash basin that unlike truma must be performed with cold water after removing the flavors with hot water, which reminds us the Gemara brings four differences between purging forbidden flavors such as truma and the law of marika and shtifa. Daf Tzadizayin. So the Simmer Daf Tzadizayin is a chess master. So here goes. The chess masters. Chess masters? That must move on Daf Tzadizayin. Chess. The chess masters playing an extended game in the Mikdash for a few days during the Chol Hamoed tournament who were surprised when they noticed that the Kohanim didn't do Marika Shtif on pots they use for Shlamim, but they just kept using them day after day, which reminds us, in the next mission, Rabbi Tarfon says, if one could kashrus meat in a kli at the beginning of a regel, he may cook in it for the entire regel without Marika Shtifa. The Chachamim say, Adzman Achila Marika Shtifa. Purging and rinsing is until the time of eating. The Gemara ultimately explains Rabbi Tarfon's reason, Kol Yom V'Yom Nase Gilul Chavero. The successive cooking of each and every day constitutes a purging for the absorption of the previous day. Rashi explains that since many shlamim are brought on the regalim, a new shlamim will always be cooked in the pot, so the previous shlamim's flavor would be purged before becoming noser, which is on the second day. So the chess masters playing an extended game in the Mikdash for a few days during the Chol Hamoed tournament, who were surprised when they noticed that the Kohanim didn't do Marika Shtifa on pots they used for shlamim, but just kept using them day after day, were asked to use their intellectual skills to figure out if Kadshe Kadshim that fell into the Kadshim Kalim is enough to be Nos and Tam, restricting its use, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one cook Kadshim and Chulun meat together, or Kadshe Kadshim and Kadshim Kalim together, if there's enough in the more stringent meat to give flavor to the other meat, then the lenient ones must be eaten according to the laws of the stringent among them. Thus, the Chulin in the first case would have stringencies of Kachim, and the Kachim Kalim in the second case would have the stringencies of Kache Kachim. So the chess masters playing an extended game in the Mikdash for a few days during the Chol Hamoed tournament, who were surprised when they noticed that the Kohanim didn't do Marika Shtifa on pots they used for Shlamim, but just kept using them day after day, were asked to use their intellectual skills to figure out if the Kachim Kachim that fell into the Kachim Kalim is enough to be Nos and Tam, restricting its use, and wondered why when a Chatas Psul got mixed with Kachim, we don't just say, Ase Docha, Los Ase, which reminds us, a Braisa darshans that if Kachim absorbs from a Chatas, which is possible, the other Kachim becomes disqualified. The Gemara asks, V'nese Ase V'lidche Es Los Ase, let the Mitzvah's Ase to eat Korbanas come and override the Los Ase, not to eat, disqualified Kachim. Ravashi answers, Yikdash Asehu, it shall be holy, is a Mitzvah's Ase not to eat the disqualified Kachim. V'in Ase Doch Es Los Ase V'Ase, and an Ase does not override a Los Ase and Ase together. Dav Tzadiches. So the Simmer Dav Tzadiches relates to schok, laughter, and we use a clown. So here goes. The clown, that must be on Dav Tzadiches, schok. The clown making his food holy by absorbing achatas and amincha into them, which reminds us, the Gemara teaches that absorptions from all karban is sanctified, which is derived from achatas and minachos. So the clown making his food holy by absorbing achatas and amincha into them, had the butcher and grease seller clown join him after he immersed his apron covered in blood and grease stains, which don't act as a chetzitza since they don't bother him, which reminds us, Rava says that it's obvious to him that blood on a garment is a chetzitza for tefillah and a mikvah. But for a tabach, a butcher who's used to blood on his clothing, it's not a chetzitza since he doesn't mind it. Similarly, Ravav, grease constitutes a chetzitza for a garment, but for a mocha Ravav, a seller of grease, it's not a chetzitza since he doesn't mind it. The question is, what is the din if he had both dung and grease on him? The question is left unresolved. So the clown making his food holy by absorbing achatas and amincha into them, had the butcher and grease seller clown join him after he immersed his apron covered in blood and grease stains, which don't act as a chatzitza since they don't bother him, but had someone turn away the Tefillah Yom and Mechuser Kippurim, who don't receive a portion of karbanas to eat at night, which reminds us, the 12th parak begins, Tefillah Yom, one who immersed that day and will become fully tahor at night, and a Mechuser Kippurim, one lacking atonement for tumah, requiring karbanas to complete his purification, in Chokim B'Kachim L'Echol L'Erev, do not receive a portion in the karbanas that night. Daf Tzadites. So the Simmer Daf Tzadites is a cheetah. So here goes. The Tefillah Yom drying himself with a cheetah pattern towel. Cheetah? That must be on Daf Tzadites. The Tefillah Yom drying himself with a cheetah pattern towel, who was disappointed that he didn't get a share in Karbanos, which reminds us, Reish Lakish provides a source that a Tvul Yom does not receive a share in the Karbanos. The Pasuk says, a kohen mechata oso yachlenu. The kohen who throws its blood shall eat it. This implies that only the specific kohen who performs zrika may eat the meat, but since the entire mishmer of Kohanim eats it, the Gemara instead explains the Pasuk to mean rui lechitui, fit for zrika. So the Tvul Yom drying himself with a cheetah pattern towel, who was disappointed that he didn't get a share in Karbanos, and the Tamei Baal Mum with a cheetah pattern cast, who also didn't receive a share, which reminds us that we learned that a Baal Mum who is also a Tamei does not receive a share in Karbanos. So the Tvul Yom drying himself with a cheetah pattern towel, who was disappointed that he didn't get a share in Karbanos, and the Tamei Baal Mum with a cheetah pattern cast, who also didn't receive a share, looked on jealously as the Onan sat on his cheetah skin mat in anticipation to eat his Karban Pesach along with other Kadshim, which reminds us, our Mishnah implies that although an Onan does not receive a share in Karbanos, he may partake of other Kohanim shares that night. This is contradicted by another mission which states, Onen tovo v'ocho es pischo l'erev, an Onen immerses himself and eats his Karban Pesach in the evening because the Anina's prohibition on the following night is midrabanan and way for the Karban Pesach. Avlo b'kachim, but he may not eat other Karbanas. Rav Yirmi Medifti says that our mission is discussing the night of Pesach. I did the acho Pesach, acho nami kachim. Since he may eat the Pesach, he may also eat other Karbanas, although the permit was only necessary for the Pesach, which carries a karas penalty. During the rest of the year, when there's no Karban Pesach, he may not eat any kachim. Rav Asi gives a different explanation. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff to discuss what the din is when kachim and chuan, or kachi kachim and kachim kalan, get cooked together? That's on daf. Sadi Zayin. Good. Number two. Which stuff do we learn that a Tvul Yom and Mechusar Kippurim do not receive a portion of the Karbanos to eat that night? That's on daf. Good. Number three. Which stuff doing that for cloth, its soaking is its kibbutz? That's on daf. Good. Number four. Which stuff do Melchoks the time regarding Aninus, whether Yom Kefura, Tofas Lelo, Midrabanan? That's on daf. Kuf. Good. Number five. Which stuff do we have the question whether cooking in part of a kli requires Marika Ushtifa on the entire kli? That's on daf. Tzadivav. Good. Number six. Which stuff you learned an Onan would be permitted to eat the Karban Pesach if his relative died after the Shechita and Zrika of the Karban Pesach? That's on daf. Kuf. Good. Number seven. Which stuff do you discuss whether Dum and Ravav grease act as a chesitza for someone who doesn't mind either? That's on daf. Tzadiches. Good. Number eight. Which stuff do we mokokas if Marika and Shtifa is required during the regal? That's on daf. Good. Number nine. Which stuff do you discuss a relative who dies before or after a chatzos regarding bringing a Karban Pesach? That's on daf. Kuf. Great. And number 10. Which stuff do we discuss the din of bread that was baked in an oven that had been greased with animal fat? That's on daf. Tzadihei. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.